Hello, everyone, and welcome to the White Light Radio Show. My name is Chance Jones, and I'm your host. A few things before we get started. The material contained in this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. This information is not intended to be construed as a medical diagnosis or treatment. This information should not take the place of a consultation with a physician or healthcare professional for medical diagnosis and or treatment. We have Joni Eisinger with us today. How are you, Joni?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. And also we have Justine Brown.
Say hello. Hi.
Hi.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Joni. What do you do?
Well, for those of you who haven't listened in or have not heard about me, my name is Joni, and I live in North Central Jersey, about 20 minutes away from campus. And I used to be a social worker. I grew up on Long Island, became a trained social worker, and I did not believe in any of this. I thought that this psychic and healer stuff, which is who I am, was a joke, and that it was just made up of a bunch of flakes. And then in around 2003, 2004, 2005, I became gifted with abilities. I had a dark night of the soul where I was extremely chemically sensitive and homebound. And I left conventional medicine and started working with an alternative medicine practitioner. Mm-hmm. And he asked me whether I had heard of certain spiritual folks, and I hadn't up until then. I wouldn't have gone near them anyway. And I started reading books that were all about healing and souls and pre-birth planning and chakras and auras and crystals and all that. And I couldn't get enough. So as he was treating me and as I was healing, I didn't realize that what I was reading and watching on YouTube was helping with my awakening. So I started channeling departed ones and pets and doing hands-on healing and seeing into bodies and jumping into their lifetimes and clearing spaces, and the list just kept going on and on. So after a while, it was undeniable. Something was going on that I couldn't measure and I couldn't report, and that I ended up going from being a social worker to being a healer and a channel or psychic. Mm-hmm. So I do that for a living now. And I do radio shows and restaurant galleries and client appreciation and psychic parties. I just, the list goes on. I've done some authoring. Mm-hmm. And I have to do this to, it just, it's like, they call it the light workers' sense of urgency, where I feel compelled to share my gifts with others so they know that they have not been forsaken and that there's a reason why things happen to us here in what I call Earth school.
That's a great question I have all the time. Why?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what, I know you do things like you do things at restaurants.
Yes.
There are events that you hold. Can you tell us more about like anything that you do or
well how it would run? So a psychic gallery at a restaurant would be where there's a restaurant who has an extra room. Or they would book their restaurant at a time where the restaurant isn't open. Let's say a Sunday afternoon, where on Sunday afternoons they're not open, they only open for dinner. Or a Monday they're closed, but they might open it up for the event. And then they would take names, they would take reservations, and I could either work with people. It would be between 10 people minimum and 25 maximum. And they would pay a fee, a fixed price fee, and they would have dinner over the course of 2.5 hours. And I would then be doing readings for the people. And it would be like open readings where everyone would hear each other's reading. Some people don't prefer that. They think that it's, oh, you know, people are going to hear my private stuff. But if they're not comfortable with that, they wouldn't come. But I call it spiritual group therapy. It's very powerful when a person asks about a departed loved one or what their divine purpose is or why they're always stuck in a certain situation, and everyone else in the room hears the answer. Mm-hmm. It becomes very supportive, very groupy, yummy, sweet.
Mm-hmm. Sounds also very intense.
Oh, it's intense and beautiful, and I have my tissue box I bring with me. It's like that. And I just love restaurant psychic galleries. And psychic parties are at people's homes. I like to do them preferably in the daytime on the weekend where I can drive there and back home. It's because I will go a little bit of a distance. And again, it's it would be between 10 and about 25 people.
Okay.
Where everyone would get a reading, and it's just a very fun time where the host gathers up their friends and family, mm-hmm. and then throws them all into a room. And then again, it's the same situation where everyone hears each other's uh-huh. question and answer, and at the end, people just walk away very pleased.
Uh-huh. We also have you here for a lot of events on campus, too, so Joni's around a lot of the time.
Yeah, if anyone on campus would like to see me at an event, they could speak with some event mm-hmm. coordinator, and then they can contact me. They can find yeah. me on my website. info@joniswhitelighthealing.com. They can ask Chance how to contact me. Mm-hmm. My phone number is up on my website. They can find me on Facebook, Joni Isinger. That's E-I-S as in Sam, I-N-G-E-R. And I'd be glad to come in and talk with whoever about what type of event you'd like on campus.
Awesome. So why don't we get started? Do you have any questions that you would like to ask Joni or...
I think I do. It's more of a, well, so my grandpa passed recently. Mm-hmm. Mm. And I just am wondering, like, how he's doing and all of that. And, like, this is weird to say, but if he's all right. Mm-hmm. And, like,
it's not weird. It's a good question. Mm-hmm. What's his name?
So
or what'd you call him?
I called him Grandpa. He was, like, his last... I didn't call him by his first name, so
yeah.
it's just...
Uh-huh. It's okay. Uh-huh. So it's okay. Was it on your mom or dad's side?
My mom.
Okay.
But he was my mom's stepdad.
That's fine. Uh-huh. That's all. That's all I need. Let's see. Hmm. Do you sometimes get minor headaches out of nowhere?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You know why, honey?
Why?
Because he's talking to you.
Oh.
Whee! So he's going from chattering up to some and the times where he's giving you like major downloads of information is when your head starts like a like frequency, because
mm-hmm.
everything is frequency in the end. Everything's energy mm-hmm. in the end. Mm-hmm. So he's imparting information to you and helping you out. I'm going to see if there's a way, because I'm also a healer, I'm going to see if there's a way that he could sync up with you better so you don't get the, you know, mm-hmm. wants minor headaches out of nowhere. I want to see, I don't know, it could be for your highest good, that mm-hmm. if you could handle it, and that's what it's supposed to be. But I'm just going to go in and I'm going to see whether there's something that mm-hmm. me as the mediator can see if he, you, the guides. Mm-hmm. Let me see what the deal is. Mm. There's not much that can be done because you also have gifts. So because of the frequency that you are and you're talking to him back, between his excitement and your excitement at the other end, when you get the downloads, it seems that when he's like chatter, 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 and then you get excited, it has to do with your energy and your understanding on a very spiritual high level, mm-hmm. what he's talking about. And combined with the two of you, they say it's kind of inescapable. So it's going to happen. So... do you sip water before you go to sleep?
Recently, no. Like, on and off, but...
if you sip water, it will help. It seems that water is a nice conduit. First of all, we're already mm-hmm. made of so much water. I think they say at least 70% of us, yeah. of our bodies are made of water. So have some water before you go to sleep, even if you have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, whatever. You've got it's a balancer, and then the energy seems to come in better. His information.
Okay.
And then when you rise to that and you get all excited too, it just seems like the water just somehow can hold that frequency better when you don't have as much water in you, and then the frequency comes and then you rise to meet it. It's like not the desert. It's just, it's it just, I guess it starts pulsing more into the membranes, whereas the liquids, the fluids, are better. Like the frequencies surf on the fluids better than on the membranes. Because it'll go, it seems that the frequencies start going to the membranes if you don't have enough water in you. Okay. Does that, is that cosmic answer? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It actually seems to make sense to me. Let's see more about him. He's fine. He feels comfortable to me. Happy. He feels free. Was there something up with his leg?
Yeah, he had his legs, like, kind of, one of them went in, and then, which caused the other one to kind of go in. He fell over a lot.
Yeah.
And he also, like, his like, mental state started deteriorating towards the end of his life.
He's fine. Everything's fine. He comes into different lifetimes and he challenges himself. So he was a brave, brave man. Very brave. He feels like a soldier energy. Really, like, yeah, I see you nodding. That, that resonates. Massive soldier energy. Big time. Patriotic. Faith. Adamant about certain things with good, here it sounds like Joni's judging, but I am channeling, like what they say, like good opinions, good opinions in that metaphorical sense, like he stood behind what he believed and he wasn't imbalanced in his beliefs. His opinions were sound and they were just and fair and of goodness and of heart. So that would be the metaphorical good opinion. Although everything is good, even if it's lower vibration, is a reason for everything. Had to throw that in. Let's see more about him. He'd like you to do something with your vibrating hands, so you might be having some healing stuff that you're able to do at some point, or now, or some point. But if you could kind of get involved in some healing arts, that would be, he's like, that would suit you well. That would suit you well. But he feels very free to me. He feels like, you know, definitely there's no suffering. I just feel like his movement is, did he have Parkinson's at any, did he have tremors?
I don't think so. I don't
recall. You don't remember that. Then it could be another lifetime. I just don't see any shakes. There was some shaking, so it could have been his mind, or it could have been that he was shaky.
I think, because, like, sometimes he'll do stuff and his hands would do that. Like, when he'd, like, put in his eye drops, his hands would kind of shake. But I think it's just, like, because he was old and shaky.
Yeah, and that's what I saw. So it's Parkinsonian, but not Parkinson's. So he had the shakes are gone, his mind is free, and he says, you're of goodness. Believe you're able to do whatever you set out to do. Believe that you can achieve anything you wish. The way I feel free is the way that I wish for you to go about your day. Feeling free. Feeling unencumbered. Feeling able and light. And he puts markers on your path. He gives you signs. He shows you certain things and you might go, like, I think there might be something to that. And he's really, sometimes he gives you advance warning for protection, and other times he's giving you signs of, like, a door that could open. Like, go through that door, give that a chance, or that's an opportunity, why don't you look that away? So he's right with you, and he just sends love, good energy, blessings, peace, warmth, and I feel like he tucks you in at night. He's wonderful. He might not be with you physically here, but he's with you in spirit, that just because a soul is gone doesn't mean that they disappear. I believe that our souls are eternal. We can't die. We just exist infinitely and eternally, and that you will one day see him again when you pass. There'll be a gorgeous reunion. He's a friend. And I just see massive admiration between the two of you. So I hope that assisted.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, I wish I had tissues here, honey pie. Next time I'm going to bring tissues into this studio. Oh, the missing. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay, honey pie. It's so okay. He's beautiful. He's a beautiful, beautiful soul. He didn't like it when people either accused him of things. I felt like he had a temper.
Yeah,
you got that? He would be pissed if someone accused him or pointed a finger. He's like, no, I don't take that. I don't agree. Why are you saying that, you bully? You're a mess. And then he would point a finger back, and you think that you're talking to me this way?
That sounds like him and my grandma.
There you go. It's like, are you kidding me? Like, what are you, like, are you kidding me? Like, look, and you're one to talk? And then he would start shooting stuff back at them, and they'd, like, be, like, cowering. Like, and they would shut up because they had no leg to stand on. Is that sound?
Yeah.
It's so unbelievable. Talk about a soldier. So that's, I guess, those good opinions. Mm-hmm. He really had some sound. What came out of his mouth was solid. Mm-hmm. Very solid. And he was an example. Mm-hmm. Clearly an example. He definitely had the right of way when it came to speech. Other people are, okay, sir. Yeah, okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Pass the bread. Yes, sir. Would you like another helping? Yes, I do. I want another help. Okay, yes, sir. It was just so good. Yeah. It's wonderful. Goodness. Wonderful. You're blessed. Thank you. So I say you are blessed, not because you were blessed. Mm-hmm. Well, sure. You were blessed because you knew him when he was here on earth, but you still are blessed because he's here. He's right here. Mm-hmm. And that you could talk to him. You could ask him questions. You could say, help me clarify something. I don't know. I'm not clear. I don't know. You know, help me. And then you'll go about your day. You could go about your days, your weeks, whatever. But he heard you. Mm-hmm. And then he might go about, okay, she just asked me a question. Now it's my turn. Mm-hmm. And then you watch and you're going to laugh because you're going to go, oh, it's grandpa. Mm, okay. And you could talk to him like, I love you, I miss you. You could make statements, but you could mm-hmm. also ask for or even protect me, guidance, mm-hmm. question, whatever it is. You can have that communication. We all can. I mean, I'm talking to Justine, mm-hmm. but chances here and there are listeners. Anyone can. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you also, what I suggest is you put white light around yourself, which is love. Mm-hmm. It's the highest frequency. It's a protection. You do have souls that are of lower vibration that could come in and fake it mm-hmm. and make believe that you're that they are your departed one that you're looking for, and they could be a fake out. They could be a cloaked lower energy. Mm-hmm. So you want to just put that out there, that you're only calling upon the one, the highest frequency, the highest aspect of mm-hmm. that soul that you know, and you've got your white light protection, mm-hmm. and then you call upon them, and you could call upon Archangel Michael, who's mm-hmm. a protector, he's got the sword and shield, or any soul that you pray to that you believe is a mighty protector, to kind of like make sure that you're getting that one that you're looking for. Oh, thank yeah, you. Honey pie. You're welcome. Now, did you want to open up the...
We can open up the phone lines. The number to call in is 973-408-4567. One more time. That is 973-408-4567. So if you want to call in, call on in.
So while the phone, mm-hmm. while we're waiting, do you have any questions?
Well, for anyone who hasn't listened in before, tell us a little bit about how you go in, what your process.
Yeah. Well, I believe I'm a vessel. And that I am like a tube. Mm-hmm. And that I only call in, I say, the highest of Christ's light consciousness, highest energies, archangels, ascended masters, guides, departed ones, loved ones, elementals, star beings, mm-hmm. consciousnesses. And that Joni has done this in many lifetimes, so I know how to do this evidently. And I move my spirit aside, and I allow in... I could allow in one soul, like in the case your grandpa. Or if someone has a question, mm-hmm. it's usually a collective at this point, meaning it's a group that are coming in. On the other side, there are fantastical things that are possible. And so you could have many that come in and they come through as one message, one channel, one voice. When I first started channeling, mm-hmm. I was getting one at a time. And they were introducing themselves so I could get a feel for who they were. And then it stopped that away, and it started as just a voice, and I didn't get identifiers. So now I don't get, every now and then I'll say, oh, so-and-so's here. Mm-hmm. Usually it's an ascended master or an archangel. I could get a departed one that's not as much so. I couldn't get someone's spirit guide. And then I talk. I open up my mouth and I let it through. I see symbols in my third eye, which is that spot that we all have, because there's no difference between you and me. We're all hardwired the same way. So in between our forehead, in between our eyes and our forehead, is the pineal gland, where there are rods and cones, which is what we have in our eyes. Mm-hmm. And that's where we can see a movie. So I see pictures, I see movies, and I see symbols. I also have feelings, so I can feel joy and sadness and confusion and anger, and the palette of mm-hmm. emotions. That's clairsentience, divine feeling. And clairaudience is divine hearing. So I don't hear voices in my ears. No, not auditory hallucinations, folks. It's divine hearing. I hear ringing in my ear, which is communication from guides and such. But when I hear a sound like a dog barking, it comes in as claircognizance, which is divine knowing. It comes in as a thought ball. Mm-hmm. Comes down. Oh, I hear a dog barking, but it's, I think I'm seeing the dog and I'm watching it bark, so it comes in as dog barking. I also, and the clairvoyance is the third eye, and then I have clairsalience, which is smell. So I can sometimes smell things like someone's perfume or cigarette smoke. And different smells, could be anything for that matter. And clairgustance is the taste. So sometimes I'll taste something too. So I've got six clairs going: audience, voyance, sentience, cognizance, salience, and gustance. And so with all of those clairs coming in, I not only am speaking, but I'm also doing a lot at the same time. It's all happening simultaneously. I used to be a therapist before this happened, so I believe that now I'm able to address many issues that span the lifespan, many types of life stressors, and I do healings on infants through seniors and also pregnant women, so I also I can communicate with fetuses. So when you ask me, how do you do it? I wasn't taught. It happened. And I believe the reason why I'm able to do it is because I'm an old soul. I've been to Earth many, many times. Mm-hmm. And that I've been a healer and a channel many, many times. And that it was just a matter of being kickstarted through a dark night of the soul to be able to do this here today.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to give out the phone number one more time. It's 973-408-4567. Again, 973-408-4567. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I was once told that I was sent 9 guardian angels to watch over me, and that that 5 were sent to watch over my dog. Are they still there?
Did this happen during a time when you were in crisis?
Emotionally, yes.
A low point?
Yeah.
And was there something going on with your dog too?
There wasn't anything going on with him. We had just gotten him. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just introduced.
And how many years ago was that?
Two years ago.
Okay, I'm going in. And by the way, going in means I'm going into channel.
Mm-hmm.
For people who don't know me. Let's see. Okay, so we all have protection. We all have guardian angels. Mm-hmm. I don't see nine.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say they're about five. I'm going to see why they dropped off, why there are not. You don't need them. So nine was a protection. It was a protection. It was keeping you together.
Mm-hmm.
The nine. Say they're about five. Let's see if they scurry. No, they're right there.
Mm-hmm.
Strong. They're trying to build you up. That you felt vulnerable.
Yeah.
And afraid. They speak in a certain type of a tone. Now, mind you, it's not yelling and it's not stern and it's not mean, because they're angels.
Mm-hmm.
They're of love. But what they're saying is go ahead. Come on, do it. Mm-hmm. You can. Like, get it together. It's kind of like that. It's like, get your shit together. But they don't say
no,
that.
Yeah.
That's Joni's filter. She wanted to throw in the shit word. And she did it here. Yeah, good. So it's like, come on.
Uh-huh.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. So it's about five. I see five.
Okay.
So not the nine. You don't need. No, uh-huh. No. Nine was, that was crucial. That was necessary. But now with the five, it's like, it's hard. You're going through stuff. There's a burden. And they're trying to get you to be able to do things for yourself so they don't have to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not retreating. And we have guardian angels. They stay there. So it's not like the five just want to be like taken off the payroll so they can go home, you know, and eat dinner. It's not like that. It's that, it's all metaphor here.
Uh-huh.
It's easier for you. So when you learn how to, do things more, better, more and better, and you get stronger, then they won't be necessarily as on you. Because they're balanced. If you're, I guess it's, what I'm seeing, it's almost like if we're way vulnerable, then they come in, they're more protective because maybe we're more at risk of something happening. So the stronger we are, better we're able to handle things, then I think they're still going to be guarding and protecting.
Yeah.
But then they could pull back a little bit because the risks go down, the chances of things happening go down. Does that make sense?
It does. And I have been feeling more, I guess, myself as of late, like more confident, less, more put together. And I also, it's funny that you mentioned they're like trying to basically comfort me into doing things. I see the number 336 everywhere, and I Googled it, and it basically means like that I have the ability to do things, or that I will be, like, there's nothing stopping me from doing things, kind of.
Yeah. So for those people that don't know, who are listening, that's angel numbers. So angel numbers, it's numerology. And so the angels speak to us through license plates and billboards and receipts in a diner.
It's always the time for me.
And the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It could be so many. Wherever there are numbers, watch. There's a book by Doreen Virtue called Angel Numbers 101. And that's like a pocketbook size. Angel Numbers 101 by Doreen Virtue, V-I-R-T-U-E. I have it by my bedside because I can't remember all these darn names, darn numbers. Can't remember them all. So this guardian angel piece just has to do with your strengthening yourself and the belief in self, knowing that you got this, knowing you're okay, and you're coming into your own. I mean, in the scheme of the span of your lives, you're in your youth still. You're young adults here. So that makes sense that you would, you know, not necessarily feel so strong and confident. This is like you're out of your folks' home and now you're away. Or you're commuting, whatever it is, you're still, you're making major decisions, and a lot of them away from home. That's really what this is about. And that's a huge developmental step for y'all. And so this makes sense. And so another thing too to add is y'all could have more guardian angels come in another time in your life. You could also, you know, have developed the cojones and then something happens and more angels are needed. Mm-hmm. It's not a fail. It just is. It's like, we also call upon our angels. Please protect me. I had something happen in my life, and I just called out to them. I said, light worker 911. And I cried and cried, like, emergency, like friggin' emergency, like, show up. Mm-hmm. And then I got calmed down. I say, give me an etheric Valium. Mm-hmm. It's not addictive and it's legal and you don't need a prescription. You know, it's like, it's not addictive. It's like, just like, give me, you know, slip me a Mickey. Uh-huh. And they did. And it's like, oh, wow. Thank you. So as long as we try and work on strengthening ourselves, doing the best that we can. Mm-hmm. Some lifetimes are harder than others. Sometimes we get more confused than other times in our life, and we wonder, like, WTF, why am I here? Why am I going through this? This is so hard. You just hold on. We're not forsaken. They've got us. Guardian angels, spirit guides, and then all the rest. There are so many, and our departed ones, the loved ones, and pets, and they're, and... Mm-hmm. So with your dog, I feel like there are two. Mm-hmm. I don't see five anymore. Mm-hmm. I see two. He's hanging. He or she.
Yeah.
He's hanging out, just like la la la, hanging out. Just got yeah, blessed. Like, what is it? Eat shit and sleep. Sorry, I'm getting basic good shit. Is there a ball?
There are many. Very many.
Is he into balls or something?
He's into...
Or what's his thing?
He's into chewing everything.
Oh, it's chewing.
It's chewing.
Yeah, because I saw a ball. I'm like, okay, maybe it doesn't look like a ball anymore.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But there's definitely, like, is it a yanking, push-pull, like the pull
he's
game?
He's had very many. He's got a lot of toys.
And yeah.
Anything he can get his mouth on is a toy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's that. Yeah. So I'm seeing the yanking game, and I see a ball. So God bless. He's fine, and he reveres people. He thinks humans rock, and he also is a mass. Is there a guard dog thing? Is there something?
He is. He's very. Yeah. He's very. He doesn't like new people so much as he likes, like, his family.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I am gonna take care of you. Who are you? What are you about? And like, three steps more, and no.
Exactly. Yeah.
God bless.
Yeah. He doesn't. He won't hurt anybody, but he will definitely let them know that not to come close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's doing his job.
Uh huh. Do you have any other questions?
Yeah. So, for a long time, I've been seeing this man in all silver. I think he's also silver. He has a fedora and in a silver suit. And, like, I saw him once walk past my dad in my house when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see him in dreams a lot. And then one day I, like, meditated with Angel Aura and Opalite. And I saw him again. But I never saw his face, and I just am wondering who he is.
Okay, who's the man in silver? And Angel Aura is a crystal, and so is Opalite for the people who aren't familiar. Okay, so I'm going to go in. Friend. I'm going in. So he's definitely a friend of yours. Let's see who he is. He's a father in another lifetime. He took you to the mall and you went on a spending spree. He's been an uncle. He's been a doctor. Wow. You survived cancer and he helped you out. It's a lot of lifetimes. He's a protector. He is beautiful. Let's see why he shows up. He's been showing up for how many years?
Since I was, like, around 7 or 8.
Yeah, man. Let's see. He feels very wise. He helps you grow, developmentally progress, spiritually and developmentally progress. This is going to get cosmic, man. He's a time traveler. Mm-hmm. He's a star being. He's got a spaceship. As if people didn't know already that we aren't alone here on Earth, folks. Ain't no surprise. Mm-hmm. And there are friendly galactic brothers and sisters, by the way. I see protection, wisdom. I have to go in about something because this is the second time that I got something, so I got to know what this is, mm-hmm. Okay? So I got two times I got animal abuse, so I have to find out what this is. Because one time I'm like, mm-hmm. You're tripping mm-hmm. me up maybe, but second time, face it, Joni, mm-hmm. go. So I'm going in, what happened? So I see karma, he's done stuff, so I want to know, are you trying to help me? Have you released karma, or is it with her? He's in straits. What's up with you? Okay, he wants me to do healing on him, because this is what I do. Mm-hmm. Cross time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, any karma that you have, you dear soul. Forgive yourself. Oh. Forgive everyone and everything. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness and thank God for these life lessons. God bless you. He's a very strong soul. He's been hurting. He wanted help. And I show up. It's just, I show up. I kind of show up this way around creation. Aw, he lives on a diet of love.
Aw.
He's sound. He feels very sound. He is of heart. There's a lot. He's very high intelligence. He is a symphony of information. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is gorgeous, mm-hmm. the verbiage. I mean, holy crumb. As he shares with me and other guides of yours, you are like a magnet and you attract very interesting creatures. They're mm-hmm. using the word creatures. Very interesting souls that you've met along the way. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a Pied Piper. They don't say be careful who you wish for, mm-hmm. but it's keep your field clear. Mm-hmm. You want to do that white light protection. Keep your area around you, always your bubble, sacred space. Mm-hmm. And if you're praying or meditating, this is for anyone, Chance, and anyone who's listening, just mm-hmm. anyone who's listening too, if you call upon for assistance, you're calling upon the highest of Christ-like consciousness. You're looking for the highest elevated aspects of souls. You want the best version of the soul, the highest, most enlightened, elevated version of a soul mm-hmm. for assistance, because you could get lower vibrations that get you off course. Let's see a little bit more about him. You're of a similar energy. There's a similar frequency that you have. The way you roll is the way he rolls. Similar. I was checking to see like how close the two of you are in terms of the same star system or soul group. You've seen each other. You travel in similar circles, but not so close, but enough where he enters as per your permission. You wanted to know a little bit about more what he could offer you while you're in this incarnation. Mm-hmm. But it's really interesting. I'm going to ask. He says he doubles as an entertainer. So you know how you had the did you say there was a hat?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was this like a brown derby type of hat? What type of hat?
It was a fedora, but it was silver. Everything about him was
silver
and sparkly.
Yeah. So, because I get, it's almost like a tap dancer, like that would just...
Like vaudeville?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or like, I forgot his name, but where he's just almost
Fred
like...
Astaire.
No. I don't remember. He was the tap dancer. I don't remember. More recent, like from the 70s. I forgot his name. Mm-hmm. But we're almost like he's moonwalking, but not. But he's got like almost like a Michael Jackson moonwalk, but not Michael Jackson, but a tap dancer. I forgot his name. Mm-hmm. And so Gregory Hines. Mm-hmm. Like a Gregory Hines, but more filled out, not as narrow. And so, but he's all silver, but he's entertaining. So I want to see... It's if I see him on stage, I just want to see what he's, why he's the entertainer, what that is. He wants to make people feel good. So he's a lot of chatter, sparkle, and the sparkle is the free, the high, the love, great energy and excitement. I guess it's almost like, maybe back in the 20s or 30s, Art Deco-y times where the people would come in, the men would come in with their tuxes and the women would be in their sparkly gowns and then they'd be escorted to a table. Mm-hmm. And then at the bottom of this kind of, I don't know, a theater type, not in the round, but like a semicircle, you'd have the lights that would be blaring, and you're blinded by the light, and that's his thing. He loves that.
Mm-hmm.
He like every time I've seen him, he like reminds me of like Duke Ellington.
Yeah,
he gives me that kind of vibe.
Yes,
and I don't know. It's
and
just
you see, but that's also back in those days. Mm-hmm. Back in those days.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I'm getting.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
You're blessed.
Mm.
Silver Star Man. The Entertainer. The Entertainer Plus. And again, if we're blessed with these folks, you can call upon them and say, hey, what do you have to what messages do you have for me? Or just thank you for having crossed my path.
Mm-hmm.
Too much fun.
We have 15 minutes left. I'll go ahead and give out the number one last time. 973-408-4567. One more time, 973-408-4567.
Now, for those folks who listen or might be getting the podcast listen after the show, we're going to be starting in January. The show is going to be at a different day and time. Do you want to share a bit about that?
It'll be the show will be on Fridays from 5 to 6, I believe. And our first show next semester will be January 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Friday, January 17th from 5 to 6. And so, yeah. Listen then to know what we're going to do afterwards. Is there anything you want to... Want
to
say?
Yeah, I wanted to share with folks that I'm going to be starting to do YouTube reading. So I got myself a laptop, going to learn how to do that. And then I'm going to learn how to do YouTube. I have a YouTube channel, but I've never filmed myself. And so I'm going to practice on that. And what I'm going to do is that I'm going to start doing readings for the collective. The way that tarot card readers do that on YouTube, I'm going to put out the intention that spirit brings in messages for the collective, where spirit knows who's going to be watching the YouTube podcasts, and that if the readings resonate for the person, great, and if they don't, they can shelve it or trash it, they can do whatever they want. And I thought, well, I'm able to do this, and I want to spread the gift around more. Because I know there are a lot of people that surf YouTube and are looking for readings. So if people wanted to go to my channel, if they want to start subscribing, all they have to do is go to Joanie Isinger on YouTube. So that's Joanie, J-O-A-N-I-E, And again, the last name is E-I-S-I-N-G-E-R, which looks like E-I Singer.
Mm-hmm.
And I look forward. I don't know when it's going to start, but I believe it's going to maybe start in January. Mm-hmm. And I have to see how it goes the first time. Mm-hmm. And then what, I guess, how my schedule permits. People like to tune in every day. They like, oh, it's the next day. Let's see. But I don't know if I can do it every day. I don't even know how I'll do it. But I'm very, very excited.
You can even do live streams. Start live streaming so that people could like ask you questions.
I can do that. I was just thinking that I was wondering if there might be people on there that are skeptics. I just wasn't sure if by introducing myself live that I might get people who
don't like the
psychic stuff and that I'm a sinner. You know, that's you know, once when you open yourself up to live, as you've seen with anything live, you have no idea. There are shenanigans that go on, and I'm not into trolls and naysayer skeptics and such.
Yeah.
So I could try that out once, and then I don't have to publish it.
Trolls are the death of the internet.
Yeah, I had actually thought of that originally.
Uh huh.
Yeah. But then a person said to me, hey, wait a minute, you're opening yourself up to a whole, you know, although in a comment section, you also
can too.
Yeah, but I'm going to put out the positive intention. Yeah. I'll start off with not live, see what happens. Mm-hmm. And if enough people say, hey, go live, I might for fun see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, not a button. It's a great idea.
I'll try.
I guess with about 10 minutes left. Is there anything that I should know?
Mm-hmm. I know like general like reading?
General reading.
Let's see. For chance, let's see. It's a go slow, and you don't have to have it all now. That it comes in waves. Not everything is going to come to you when you want it.
Mm-hmm.
It might come when you least expect it. And there's some validation here.
Mm-hmm.
I see from someone else smiling at him, smiling. Be patient. It's a journey. It's not a race. Ooh, that was a good one. I don't think I ever channeled that those words. It's a journey, not a race. Get that on a bumper sticker.
that's really hard because generally I do think I need to do things and I need to do them.
We're also like socialized to rush and we, you know, get it yesterday rather than being in the now, watching things unfold.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they say. In time, in due time, follow your instincts, follow your guidance, mm-hmm. watch for the signs, take it slow.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then they say refresh yourself. So I'm going to see what that means. Are you inside a lot?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Go outside for a walk. Go outside, walk around,
mm-hmm.
then go back in again.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about whether it's the sun or the air or both. And if it's not sunny, whatever. It's outside.
Yeah, I do find myself more connected to everything
else. We all do. Yeah. There, listen, it's wintertime also.
Yeah,
you know, we all tend to hunker down. Yeah. We want to be warm, want to be with our friends, have hot tea or coffee, you know, just. You need to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
Just take a walk. Go across campus.
Yeah, I used to walk a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. I used to go on a lot of walks in the beginning of the semester before it got too cold.
That's right. That's right. I know. It's something, even if it's just. Okay, do I need to get that? Okay, well, if I could do all that walking all in one day and not walk at all today,
mm-hmm.
force yourself to do that one little walk, like mm-hmm. to go to that building and back versus not go at all and then save all your walking for the one day. See if you could spread out your walking so you get in
mm-hmm.
some type of air being outside for the refresh.
Mm-hmm.
Each day, get outside. Now, you have classes every day, so you have to. So that counts.
I don't have it. Mm-hmm. I don't have class every day.
Oh, so
there are some days, yeah.
So there you go. So on the days when you don't, do you have to go out to a dining hall?
Yeah, I have to leave the room.
Okay, so that counts.
Yeah.
That does count. But maybe just like take a long way around and or the long way back. But again, if it's freezing, if it's icy, if it's snowing, if it's windy, just be self-preserving too.
Yeah.
You know, all of us hunker down more and aren't outside as much in the winter.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's anything more. Do you guys at the dining hall have lemon slices you could put in water? Do they have things by the tea?
Sometimes, yeah. Uh-huh.
That is very good. Lemon in the water.
Okay.
You take a slice, you put it in your glass of water or in a water bottle where you're able to clean out the water bottle if there's pulp that ends up.
Yeah.
So there's some way you can clean it out at some point. But lemon will assist, and this is for everyone.
Uh-huh.
It's a refresher, it's an exciter or an excitant, and it also alkalinizes you. So we tend to be a little more basic with our pH.
Uh-huh.
So when you put lemon in water and then you drink it, you're actually alkalinizing yourself. It sounds like it's paradoxical because lemon is acidic, but when you put it in water and then you drink lemon water, you're making yourself more basic.
Okay.
So we need to be a little bit more basic than acidic, and that's for health reasons. And again, please see your healthcare professional. This is for entertainment purposes only. So you do well with lemon. They're saying see if you can exercise.
Mm-hmm.
See if you could work out, move your body.
Yeah. Move your body.
And also your... Does that mean something?
Our warm-up for dance show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's...
Our, like, traditional warm-up.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
We call it the Beyonce.
But it's, like, the remix of Move Your Body.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not joking. You know. I'm just the channel.
Yeah.
They're working
workout,
through me.
That is exactly what I thought of, though. I thought I went straight to dance show warm-up.
See, there you go. So there you go. And Beyonce's, her higher self is probably going, uh-huh. Work through my music.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So you're fine. Keep up the good work. You have a lot of friends. There are a lot of people who know you. You're doing very well. Justine is a friend. You've known her across time and space. You've seen her everywhere. You come in, you join hands. You've always done things with her. There's so much going on with her. You're like compatriots. You go through a lot of stuff together. There's a lot of stuff that the two of you go through, and you need to have each other's energy around. It's wonderful. It's blessed. You'll know each other forever. It's just going to be like that. It just doesn't stop. It's just like that. Even if you go different places, you're always there. You're always there for each other. A friendship that's of a lifetime. It's like the Two Musketeers.
Mm-hmm.
It's just great.
So cute.
It's so great. I just saw like the Three Musketeers where they put up their swords, but it's I just see two, which is fine. It's so good. So I think it looks like we might be at the end.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we have 5 more minutes.
We
there's
do.
One more thing, but...
Yeah.
I don't have, actually... I just got it. Oh.
Yeah.
Lindsay said... Oh, 20 minutes ago she said she might call in. If you're listening and you want to call in for, like, 2 minutes, Lindsay, the number is 973-408-4567.
Unless Lindsay is now off her post.
She might now be.
Yeah. I have a question. Also would like a general.
Sure. Let's go. Let's see. I feel like within a year or two, you'll be doing healing hands on animals.
Mm.
I feel. Do you have a pet?
Yeah.
Cat or dog?
Cat.
I feel like we talked about this.
Last
we
time.
Did. See, my channeling. I don't remember. In and out. Goes in and out. So I feel... Is this a she or a he?
She.
I feel... Oh, this is the cat at the dorm.
Mm-hmm.
Here. Yeah. Every now and then you could say, come here, come here. And you just gently put your hands either on or right above, and you're going to start feeling energy coming out. You'll be guided as to where to put your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she knows, and she gets it. She just does. And you're going to get better at it. You've done this many lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. We're also witches.
Yeah.
Witches and different... These were good witches. This was the good potion-y stuff or not? I don't remember.
We're witches right now.
Yeah.
In what way?
Is it good stuff?
It's good stuff.
Okay, so I'll give my little version about witch.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, the term witch, the way that it's used nowadays, usually isn't so good. It's usually spells and potions, and it's blocking people's free will, usually. Mm-hmm. So you got to be careful with the term and be careful what you ask for. Yeah, you're only calling upon the highest of Christ's light. I've found that the people who are using the term today, they start dabbling. Things start happening, like some boomerangy stuff where they're not quite knowing what they're doing. So you got to just be careful with that, because it might mean that in other lifetimes you were and you were playing in the dark. So that you might be working through some issues or balancing karma from other lifetimes where you were playing in the dark. So just so you know, when you're if you're doing potions or trying to manifest something, you don't want to have that person love you, or you don't want that person to break up, or you don't want to get that thing, because if it's not for your highest good, you're already blocking someone's free will, and you might get something, or not only it, you're messing with them, but you mess with yourself tenfold or more.
Yeah, I always try to stay away from
it. Yeah, same.
Yeah, any of that stuff. But in terms of things that are for the highest good of all, look into the law of attraction, and always keep in mind, again, whatever is for your highest good and the highest good of all, and that kind of keeps you out of that danger zone.
Yeah, okay.
Last bits. They say don't force things. So if there's something that's happening, don't push the river, let it flow.
Okay.
So you might see it's about to happen, but just it's a very human, natural thing to want it to, come on already, just like hold on tight, and watch. You could ask, I'd love a miracle. If it's from my high school, I'd love a miracle. You know, like, okay. But try not to force something. That'll assist you.
Okay.
I hope that assisted.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, it does.
Well, that brings us to the end. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thank you guys for being here. Always fun. And if you want to learn more about what Joni's doing, you can always reach her at her website, joni'swhitelighthealing.com. Again, joni'swhitelighthealing.com. We'll catch you next semester. Bye.
Bye.